Om Shanti. Welcome to everyone. It's a great pleasure to be in front of all of you. And obviously, Didi does not need any kind of introduction at all. Right? Does Didi need introduction? No. Right? I've been requested to give introduction myself. And I think all the Burma people know me, right, very well, because I've been to Burma, right? And most of them are from Burma anyway. So I've had the fortune of meeting them there. The name of this body is Sister Hema. And I would say that I am a flower in Baba's garden, totally sustained by Dadi Janki, Sudesh Didi, and Jenti Ben. I am a flower, and I always tell people that when I came into knowledge, Dadi Janki had all black hair. Right? All black hair. So you can imagine how long I'm talking about. So I've had Gyan from a very early age, but consciously practicing since 1981, when I was 18. And Dadi Janki, somebody said once, Dadi Janki is a fabulous chess player. You know what chess player is? You have dice and you move on dice to the next dice, right? So I've had the fortune of Dadi Janki sending me to many a place. I'm originally from England, and Dadi Janki has sent me to many places for service. Dubai, Africa, Los Angeles, USA, and at the present moment, serving in Anubhuti Retreat Center in California, USA. So short introduction. Now, coming to today's topic. The feeling is that in our Brahmin life, as we progress further, we hear a lot about Avyak Baba, Avyak stage, consistency, a lot of stuff we hear, right? And we're trying to get our mind around this topic. What does this mean? What does it look like in my practical life? And how can I have this stage consistent? So Didi is going to share on that topic today. So Didi, would you like to share something before we start?
Om Shanti. First of all, Mama taught us we are soul. Before Gyan, we were identifying ourselves as someone. Then gradually we came to realize that the higher stage is avyakta stage. Well, we are in a body, but beyond this world, beyond everything around. So we learn to be in body, but beyond. And that is the avyakta stage. And finally, we have to go to the stage of being a seed. Dot, remembering dot Baba. And merging and Mama, the dot. So day by day, naturally we have to go higher. So more we are in soul conscious or avyakta stage, more we are powerful. And stage we are very, very powerful. But seed stage we maintain only while short while sitting in yoga, whereas avyakta stage we can maintain while moving around.
Thank you, Didi. And so since this is a question answer session, so the first question is that what is the main foundation needed in creating avyakta stage? Main foundation needed. What is the basis of maintaining constancy in the avyakta stage? How can I be stable, consistent in that stage? One is that stage, but all of us like consistency. The question is consistent stage. So that's the first question for Didi.
Right from Amrit Vela, as soon as you wake up, be regular in each aspect. No waste words. Just as important people have fixed words, our words should be fixed. Have good wishes and elevated feelings. Then it is possible to have avyakta stage. You have asked what is the basis?
Yes, Didi.
The basis of maintaining constant avyakta stage is attention. Because we are so much used to be in a body conscious stage. Now to be in avyakta stage, we have to pay attention that we are avyakta, soul conscious and avyakta. Then only we can maintain that avyakta stage.
Thank you, Didi. So what Didi said was golden word of consistency. She said attention. Right? She kept it short, attention. Next question is, how do we create an avyakta stage during our actions and interactions with others? During our activities, whatever the activities that we have to do, as very often we think that avyakta stage is created only when we have yoga patti or in sitting down.
In the beginning, we need to sit down and meditate and maintain avyakta stage. But once we get used to it, avyakta stage, we can interact with others in that stage. Our intellect should be not resting on mundane things. No attraction to the matter. We have to pay attention that our attention is not going to the matter, material things, etc. We are looking at the soul and carrying on activity.
Thank you, Didi. So what I got from Didi was she was explaining that we can do two things together at the same time. Correct? We can do two things, no? Right? You're shopping and you've got something at the home. So you're doing two things, aren't you? We're used to doing multitasking, aren't we? So the key to this is doing two things with the proper attention. And that's possible. So, next question. What do we mean by serving through our avyakt stage? Meaning of serving through avyakt stage. What benefits through serving through our avyakt stage? And what are the benefits?
Avyakt means beyond avyakt feeling. Having benevolent feeling. Always love and cooperation. Interacting with courage, enthusiasm, belonging, and helping others also to be avyakt. So, we have to pay attention that we are using all our powers to help everybody and ourselves also.
Thank you. And so now, the next very important question is, obviously you all know that Aditi has had the fortune of spending time with our three most precious jewels of this yajna, the three dadis. So next question, could Aditi share your experience with the three dadis in experiencing their avyakt stage? And the three dadis, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Prakashmani and Dadi Janki. Maybe we'll take one Dadi at a time.
Dadi Gulzar was avyakt, more silence. And maximum time she used to be silent. So she was more listening, less speaking. Dadi Prakashmani, she was interactive, entertaining, friendly, and avyakt. And Dadi Janki, knowledgeful, avyakt, means they used to be in that higher stage, avyakt stage, but there was that different sanskars coming up in their activity.
Thank you. So Didi put it beautifully that how Dadi Gulzar projected her avyakt stage was through her silence. And you all know that from her experience. And Dadi Prakashmani, obviously, Didi put it very beautifully, very entertaining. For those who remember the way Dadi made everybody laugh on the stage, is food okay, is everybody happy, okay. You know, you could sense that feeling. And Dadi Janki, obviously, she really nailed it by saying, knowledgeful. So this is what her experience was of the three Dadis. Next question. What practices, which means more than one, right? Both Brahma Baba and Mamba had in developing their avyakt stage. Could Didi share some of your experiences or personal context with them or through the yajna stories. How both created a stage.
During avyakta stage, Mamma and Bama used to uplift the souls, give visions. Through Mamma, many people had the vision of Saraswati. And in fact, Lakshmi also. Brahma Baba's jewel, she had vision of Saraswati in Mamma. And that's why she didn't mind Mamma given title Mamma. Because though Brahma Baba's alaukik family had become alaukik, but Mamma got the title of Mamma because she was clever in gyan and she was going to be Lakshmi. Through Brahma Babas, usually all Brahmins, whether sisters or brothers, they used to go in the lap of Brahma Baba and they had the experience of being with Father. So that spiritual love that they got it from Brahma Baba helped them to have full faith in Shiv Baba.
Thank you, Didi. So, Mamma Baba's Laukik wife experienced Saraswati, right? Did you know that? For me, it was the first time I heard, actually. Okay, which is amazing, right? So I thought that was something great, that she created her stage. So people had that amazing experience. Okay, next one. We heard that our avyakta stage can give visions to others. Our avyakta stage can give vision to others. If that is possible, normally, what visions others experience through our avyakta stage? We say that they experience, what is it they're experiencing through our stage is the question.
Usually, people have a vision of their deity, special deity, through Brahman or maybe Lakshmi Narayan, vision of Lakshmi and Narayan.
Was that clear? Whatever your respected idol or deity may be, could be that, Lakshmi Narayan, Brahma, whatever that soul is looking for. And you are the giver, so that's what they experience from you. As your avyakta stage, they get full or fulfilled from you. For what you're able to, as that highest stage, what you're able to radiate, and the souls can experience that from you. Right? Next question. Catching Baba's signals also happens through our avyakta stage. Catching Baba's signal happens through our avyakta stage. Please expand further on this. What signals do we normally catch from Baba?
So through our avyakt stage, we can get the solution of our problem. Or whatever obstacles we have, we get the solution through that avyakt stage. Any power that is needed at the time, we receive through avyakt stage.
Right. Okay. So whatever we needed, any power, strength, we will receive. Now, next question. At the final end, how does our avyakt stage serve ourselves and others? How can the avyakt stage serve us and other souls?
Avyakt stage helps us to catch powers from Baba, and we will have move forward upward through avyakt stage, because everybody wants to move forward. That is possible those who are in my contact can receive education, solution to their problems from me, and they receive good vibrations.
Right. Thank you. So she's talked about solution, problems, whatever other people have in their life, they'll get result through my stage. That's what they'll experience. And for me, I will feel that I am ascending, I am progressing through that stage. Next question. What are the obstacles in experiencing the avyakt stage and methods to overcome them? Obstacles and how to overcome them.
Obstacles in experiencing avyakt stage is mainly attachment to your own body, bodily relations or possessions, and vikarma. So naturally we have to see that we are totally detached and we are doing charitable karma, no vikarma at all.
Thank you. Attachment, detachment. Okay? Easy to remember the answer to this one. Attachment, detachment. Next one. Could Didi explain how avyakt Brahma is serving? How does avyakt Brahma serve in the Brahmins now? And second, others, the laukic world. What is Brahma's role right now in the avyakt form in serving?
Avyakt Brahma Baba is serving bhikkhus and non-bhikkhus. For bhikkhus, he is guiding them to Jivan Mukti. And non-bhikkhus is guiding to Mukti. Because non-bhikkhus Yes. Want mukti, peace, power. So Baba is giving them, and bhikkhus need power, guidance, so that they are able to rule for half kalpa satyutreta.
Thank you, Didi. Now we have some questions online, because there are a lot of people listening to online. So the very first question, Didi, is, I have this question for a long period of time, that why does Baba only is addressing us as sweet children in Sakar Murli, not in Avyakt Murli? Meethe bachche Sakar Murli mein kehte hain, Avyakt Murli mein aisa kyun nahi kehte hain?
Sakar Baba had deep love for children, and by saying sweet children, he helped them to become sweet. At that time we were not sweet. So by saying you are sweet, 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 he is making us sweet. Once we have become sweet, then Avyakt Baba wants us to be Avyakt. So he is trying to take us at a very higher level.
Thank you, Didi. So the answer was, it's higher level now. This kindergarten, and you move forward. So it's a progressed, as you can see that from the Avyakt Murli knowledge as well, right? Next question. We say it's easy meditation, right? Huh? Easy meditation? If a BK who has been in Gyan more than 10 years has impure dreams, which is disturbing, does it mean that that BK is still in tamo stage? Tamo stage. What kind of effort should be made to work to overcome this kind of feelings? Impure dreams, which is disturbing.
Naturally, impure dream means subconscious mind is still impure.
Mm-hmm.
And the soul will have to make lot of effort to remove those impure sanskars. What else was asked?
Bas wahi. Kaha na, usne kaha ke kya phir bhi abhi main tamo mein hoon. Aapne jawab diya. You're fine. Very good, Didi. Thank you. Next question. Dear Didi, sometimes, even though we make effort, it seems very hard for us to pass through the obstacles. Even though we're making efforts, hard to pass through the obstacles. At that time, how do we motivate us? What are the techniques to use? Sometimes, even though we make effort, it seems very hard for us to pass through obstacles. At that time, how do we motivate us? What are the techniques to use?
Try in order to pass the obstacles, we have to make Baba our companion. I should not make effort. I should get help from Baba. So more we remain observer and companion, it becomes easy to overcome obstacles.
Beautiful. Make Baba observer and my companion. When companion is there, then there is no effort. Companion loves you dearly. They'll do anything for you, so then there's no labor. So beautifully said, Didi. Thank you. Next one. Didi, could you please tell us the subtle signs of ego? Subtle signs of ego.
When there is ego, the soul thinks, I am very good, powerful, I. That is ego of whatever speciality the soul is having. Maybe health, wealth, beauty, caste. They are having ego and they will insult somebody else thinking, you are nothing. I am everything. So I is all the time repeated. And usually they will not get any advice from anyone. I know everything. Nobody should tell me anything. That is their tendency.
Thank you, Didi. Like Didi was sharing that they don't like to take advice. Though I always remember this, that Brother Jagdish used to say, you have ego of not having ego. That's called subtle ego. You know what? I have no ego washing the toilet in Baba's house. I have no ego of having ego. Do you get it? I have no ego of cleaning the floor, you know. I have no ego. But your big ego is speaking that I have ego. Right? So that's what we have to overcome. Next question.
Wait.
Traffic control. Sorry, Das Bachiga.
Why?
Saradas, git nahi baikoju.
Yeah, that's what I
We
know.
Can have silence, Didi.
We have
silence.
2 minutes meditation. Thank you.
I'm sure that all of us were definitely practicing our avyakt stage, correct? Sitting practice helps throughout the day. Next one. Avyakt stage would mean free from all emotional disturbances. So what is the method to get rid of subconscious deep sorrow that suddenly emerges? I'll read again. Avyakt stage would mean free from all emotional disturbances. So what is the method to get rid of subconscious deep sorrow that suddenly emerges?
Don't keep yourself free. Keep yourself busy. Mm-hmm. And karma yoga or intoxication should be, who am I? Whose child I am? Whose student I am? So have that intoxication. Then there is no sorrow or depression.
अपनी घोर तो नशा चढ़े राइट नशा राइट देन नथिंग एल्स नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन दीदी जी वॉइस बिकम्स वेरी सॉफ्ट लाइक अव्यक्त बाप दादा इज इट दैट बिकॉज ऑफ योर प्रैक्टिस ऑफ अव्यक्त स्टेज वॉइस बिकम्स वेरी सॉफ्ट like avyakt bap dada. Is it that because of your practice of avyakt stage? Samjhe? Kehte hai ki jab hamara awaz kam ho jata, jab baat karte hai na, kisi se, to ye proof hai ki main avyakt stage ki practice karta hu. Bolne ka dhang parivartan ho jata hai. Ye prashn puchte hai.
Yes. Practice of avyakt stage and wisdom that got naturally. Even before Gyan, my friends used to say, if they wanted any advice, they used to come to me. That she is wise, like grandma. So, natural gift.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Didi. Next question. Okay. Can you please explain what is the true meaning of salvation? True meaning of salvation. Baba is the bestower of salvation. Is it the same as mukti or jivan mukti? Can you please explain what is the true meaning of salvation? Baba is a bestower of salvation. Is it the same as mukti and jivan mukti?
Salvation is jivan mukti. Baba grants Jivan Mukti. Next.
Thank you. I was just reading it. Next. When we sit as Purvaj and give Sakash to all the souls, is that only in Paramdham, or can we do sitting here and visualizing the Kalpa Vruksh on the top? When we sit as Purvaj and give Sakash to all the souls, is it that we only do that in Paramdham, or can we do that visualizing it here?
We can visualize from here.
Yeah. Sir, upar se kar hai ki niche se?
As ancestor souls.
Yeah. Both or just one? Purvaj.
As both means?
Upar se bhi ki niche bhi sakash de sakte.
I don't know. Once they have left the body, mm-hmm. whether they can give sakash, because they are in advanced party. Mm-hmm. Whereas from here we are knowledgeful, powerful, we can give from here. Definitely.
Thank you. Didi, how do I settle karmic accounts from mental suffering? How do I settle my karmic accounts from mental suffering?
Mental karma we have to suffer through mind only. We cannot escape them. Whatever bad karma we have done, we have to suffer for that.
Okay, next one. Didiji, what is the difference between cleanliness and purity? Difference between cleanliness and purity.
Cleanliness is external cleanliness. Your room is clean, or whatever you are using, your clothes are clean, your house is clean, etc. Whereas purity is vicelessness.
Thank you, Didi. Yeah, clear? If not clear, say so, okay? Next one. In Brahmin life, the connection with Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba is different for each one. Each one. It's popping up. Hold on 1 second. Each one can be very strong with one and weak with the other. Would it be wrong Brahmin journey then? किसी को ब्रह्मा बाबा से ज्यादा कनेक्शन है या तो किसी को शिव बाबा से ज्यादा कनेक्शन, तो ये गलत है? ये ब्राह्मण जर्नी में ये प्रश्न पूछते हैं, किसी को ब्रह्मा बाबा से ज्यादा है, किसी को शिव बाबा से ज्यादा है, ये प्रश्न है, तो ये गलत है? ये ब्राह्मण लाइफ में
कनेक्शन कैन बी विथ एनीवन, शिव बाबा और ब्रह्मा बाबा. Because we are receiving power from both. So whoever has more faith in Some people love incorporeal, some people love Brahma Baba. So it is fine, whoever you love, you remember that person and you will be getting power.
Thank you. Next one. As angels, how to discern when we act to help to serve a person or an animal and when not? As angels, how to discern when we act to help to serve a person or an animal and when not?
Helping person or animal any time is so good. It is necessary to help them to do charitable karma. But it doesn't mean you try to fulfill their any desire or every desire. The desire may not be righteous. So you should not help them to fulfill that righteous desire, unrighteous. Now in scriptures there is a story that a person was seeking which direction cow has gone. And he saw somebody, shoemaker, sitting there. So he asked, "Have you seen the cow, which direction she has gone?" And this sannyasi knew it has gone in one direction, but he knew that if he stay this direction, then he will catch the cow and kill the cow. So he said, "No, other opposite direction."
He showed the opposite direction.
So that's what, no? We should not fulfill unrighteous desire.
Thank you, Didi. Next, as per today's Avyakta Murli, how to use everything of ours in a worthwhile way? At every second, every thought and deed. In today's Murli, how do I use everything in a worthwhile way, every second, every thought and every deed?
We have to be discerning whether our time, money, energy, effort is used in a worthwhile way or not. It needs discerning power. Clean and clear intellect will decide whether it is right or not. So Baba was saying, first check whether it is like Baba or not. Check, then
change.
Decide.
Thank you, Didi. In different situations, only we realize we're having this weakness. So that time we try to give that weakness, then another one emerges. So how to get rid of them as a wholesale sale? Ek jata hai, dusra aa jata hai.
तो होलसेल से कैसे सब बातों को खत्म करें हम, हमारी वीकनेस।
फिर से पूछ
कहेगा, इन डिफरेंट सिचुएशंस ओनली वी रियलाइज वी आर हैविंग दिस वीकनेस और दैट time we at that time we try to give that weakness, then another one emerges. So how to get rid of them as a wholesale? Jaise kehte hai kutta jata to billi aati hai, abhi kya kare hai na?
If you become powerful, our aim should be all the time we are master almighty authority. If we are all the time master almighty authority, weakness will not come. So the aim is to receive power all the time from Baba. Problems will come. Opposition may be there, but we have to be Master Almighty.
Okay, I think we'll stop at this because Didi has shared a lot and we did take a lot of the questions. And so for next 5 minutes, we can open up the floor. And if anybody feels that they still have a question, they would like to ask Didi, since you're physically present in front of us, not the online people. So we want to honor you for coming here to this question answer session. Please ask your question. Ask question bhi kar sakte hain, ya aapko kuch baat ki realization hui wo bhi aap bata sakte hain. You can ask a question, or if you really thought, oh, I got this gem today, I got it, the penny dropped, I realized, wo bhi aap bata sakte hain. To didi aap se sune na, didi ek ghanta se hum se itna suna rahe the na, hai na, didi ka kitna pyar hai na, dekhne hai na, tabiyat kaisi bhi hai, lekin aapke samne didi maujood hai, hai na, dekho, kamal hai na, भगवान की करामत है ना कि उनका आपसे कितना प्यार है, सेवा के लिए प्यार है, आपसे प्यार है। दीदी की भावना है कि आपकी भी स्थिति वैसे ही बने।
If they don't have question, let us have silence. Few minutes meditation.
Okay, दीदी.
We have another class at 11.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Shanti.